You're holding by the Mishnah here, Daf Yudalar on the base, the bottom Mishnah. Omar Rav Yossi. Yossi says, my son once happened between Noikus with a girl. Shal, if it really means a young girl or not. But she yordo lamaloi smayim inayim. She went down to fetch water from the kral, from the well. Venensa happened to my son Nensa, that a man was manasa, a man lived with her. And then she became pregnant. Some Rav Yechanan ben Nuri, im roiv ancho ya'ir, Messian lakuna, harezu tinosa lakuna. If the case is that roiv people living in that city are people that are kosher people, that Messian lakuna, they're allowed to marry a kain into kuna, as a rezu tinosa lakuna, this girl is still called kosher to marry a kain. In other words, we're not afraid that maybe a mamza live with her, maybe an akum live with her, because then she would be possible to marry a kain. So since roiv of the people in this city are sharing lakuna, we say most probably the man was from the roiv of the city, and therefore she's still kosher to marry a kain. That's Rabbi Yossi's edus here from the name of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. The kids, it says here, you have to have roiv. If you have roiv ksherim, then the girl is kosher. Without roiv ksherim, then she's possible. Gemara says, Omar le Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav says to Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, our Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri here in the Mishnah, the Yom HaKaman, who is he going like? Who is he going like that she's only kosher if there are roiv ksherim etzla, if you have roiv? If he goes like the Shittas Rav Gamliel we had in the Mishnah before. Look, over there we came out, Afila Roif Sulim. Before we came out, that in the case that they are Roif Sulim Etzla, still she was Nemun. Before we had the case of Hoysum of Eris, and she was pregnant, the girl, and we asked her, Matibo Shilu Bezer, who was the man, and she says, Ishploini Koshru. Rav Gamliel says, we believe her. When she has a Bori, and she has a Cheskas Kashrus, she's Nemun. And the Braisa before said, even if it happened, Lissasar Bechurba Demosa, it's Bechurba de Dabra, even if it happened in the Dabra in the fields, that in the fields there are Roiv Goyim around there, still according to Rabbi Gamliel, she's believed, she's Nemut to say the question about thee. So the Chura, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, if he holds like Rabbi Gamliel, why do we say she's only kosher? If Roiv people in the city, Aksherim, Hafilo Roiv Apsulim, still she's Nemun. So the Chura can't call like Rabbi Gamliel. Elamayik Rabbi Yeshua. Elamayik goes like Rabbi Yeshua. Then the Mishnah before Rabbi Yeshua says, we don't believe her. If we have a girl that became pregnant, Rabbi Yeshua says we have a suffix. Maybe it was a mamzer, maybe a nosan that lived with her. And therefore both she is possible to get married to a kain. And no one, then a child is possible to marry into a kain. So Chura, if it goes according to Yeshua, I feel a brave sherem nami possible. If Yeshua says, even though they are roiv ksherim, roiv ksherim, still she's possible. That was the case before, that afilo bechurba demosa, even if this nus took place in the city, and in a city where roiv people are ksherim, still Rabbi Yeshua says, we don't believe her. Let me pee on a chayin, because again, his svar was, ein apotropos la roiv. Once the girl has a taiva to have nus, she gets lost like, and she goes to the worst of the worst, and we have to be afraid, maybe she has nus with a mamza. So if even though in the city wrote people like Sherim, according to Rabbi Yeshua, she's not Nemun. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, now Mishnah, that says the case that this girl is only kosher. If they are Rav, who does he go like? According to Rabbi Gamliel, you don't need Rav. According to Rabbi Yeshua, Rav doesn't help. Saga, there are a lot of kashas in this Gemara. Because Tayyaz asked, Lechura, Rabbi Gamliel before only believes her where there's a tainus bari, where she says for sure she knows who the man was. And also Tais before says it's only if she has the choice. So as far as she's Bodekes Umazana, a girl has the right to pick, even if she wants to have Znus, but she goes and picks to make sure the boy is a kosher boy, not a mamzer. That's good if she picks him. But here the Maisa of the Mishnah was Venensa. Pasha Venensa means this girl went down to the well to fetch water, and the man came was Manasa. So Chura, first of all, she doesn't even know who the man was. So Pasha, it's only a tiny Shema. Pasha, she doesn't know who the man was. So she doesn't know what to say. Rabbi Gamliel doesn't say we believe her. Rabbi Gamliel before says we only believe her when she tainas bari, when she says she knows she had znus, barotzen with a boy, and she picked out a kosher boy. But here, the Chura, the Maisa was Nensa, that she was forced. So by being forced, Pasha, she doesn't know who the fellow was. And secondly, you don't have the svara of Bedekas Umazana. So that's Toys' Kashas over here. Toys has two terutzim, Masunsi. So Gemara answers like this. The Gemara answers, Omar lei. So he answered back, right, Agav Tosfos Teretz is, one Teretz Tosfos answers is, you have to say here she's tiny as Bori. The case is talking about that she does say Bori. Even though the story was Nensa, it could be Taisaz Navamina. We didn't know for sure it was Nensa. She is the one that's telling us. She tells us this is what happened to me. And Enech Nami, she's also saying Borily, she knows who it was, that it was a kosher person. That's what you have to answer over here. So therefore, it's a good kasha. According to Rabbi Gamliel, she should be believed. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, she's not believed even with a rife. So do Rabbi Yechonim and there we go like. So Gemara says, Omalei, so Rav Nachman answered back to Rava, Omalei, Hoche Yom Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. This is the way Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says, Psha Na Mishnah, that our Mishnah is talking about a case of the Kroinos Shel Tzipori Hoya Maisa. The Kroinos means the wagons of Tzipori, that's where the case took place. That means, like Rashi says, the Yom HaShuk. This incident happened that she went down to the well to fetch the water, and the man was manasa. It happened the day of the market. There are a lot of people from other cities coming here also. So the kids of the Gemara calls this Trey Ruby. There are two rives in the Mishnah. Not only one rive, but there are two rives. As we're talking about in the city, rive people living there were sharing. And Uwa did, it was a day that there was a marketplace going on that people from other towns also came in here. And even the people from the neighboring towns were also Reif Sherim. That's called two Reifs. So since our Mishnah is talking about two Reifs, therefore it helps. So Rashi learned Shana now Gemara that we're going now according to Rabbi Yeshua. Henechnami, Rabbi Yossi Taka Paschas like Rabbi Yeshua. Even though the Mishnah before Rabbi Yeshua says, we don't leave the Isha, she's not Neman, that's only when you only have one Rive. But in the case where you have two Rives, then she's Neman. That's the way Rashi learns. And according to Rashi, the Gemara is al Shloya Liba Dilchasa. Because the Vada, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. But Rashi is forced to learn that our Gemara goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. Because according to Rabbi Gamliel, what do you have to have two Rives for? According to Rabbi Gamliel, even one Rive, you don't even need one Rive. So Rashi learns the Gemara's Teretz is, we talk old like Rabbi Yeshua. We have Yisrael like Rabbi Yeshua. Even though before Rabbi Yeshua says we don't believe the girl that became Muberis, that's only because there's only one rive. But in the Yom HaShuk, the Kroin Shel Tzipori, where there are two rives, then Rabbi Yeshua says she's Neman. That's the way Rashi learns. Other Mepharshim don't like this Pshat. Tosfos learns the Pshat that it could be we're talking about Takas HaTayin Neshama here. We're talking about a case where the girl doesn't know. Like Tosfos the Astakashas over here. The case of the Mishnah was she was Nensa. That a man came was Manasa. Then she, Taka, doesn't know who the man was. So in the case where she's a Shema, she doesn't know who the man is, then even according to Rabbi Gamliel, you have to have two rights. So that's the Gemara's Teretz. The Taka will go according to Rabbi Gamliel. And either Kasha was, Rabbi Gamliel says in the Mishnahs before, we believe the girl, even Keneged Reif Sulim, that's when the girl says she knows for sure who the boy was. Where she chooses the boy. She went to Haznus. So there, Rabbi Gamliel says, we believe her. She says she picked a Kashra. But over here, the case the Mishnah was, where she went down to the well, and somebody was Manasa, and she Taka doesn't know the man, she never saw him before in her life, she doesn't know who it is. So then, when do we say that she's Kosher Lakuna? Only in this case where there are two Rives. We're talking about it's in a city, it happened in a city, where Rive people living in the city are Kosher Jews, and also it was a day that other people came from other towns into the city, because there's a big market that day, that those people also Rive Waksherim. Therefore, since we have two rives, the Mokim two rives, she's kosher even with the Tainah Shema. That's Toy's first teretz. Toy's second teretz is maybe no. Even with the Tainah's Bori, of a still lechatchila, so chumra meyuchsin, you always need two rives. Even though Rabbi Gamliel Taka holds, you don't need a rive at all. But lemaisa lechatchila, like we had a Gemara before, lechatchila, you need one rive. This Gemara holds, lechatchila, you have to have two rives. Even without any rives at all. If she's a tainus bori. But where she's a shema, where she doesn't know what happened, then the lachri is you need two rives. This amol can be nageya to amol if you're adopting a baby. And you don't know taka who the parents are, you don't know who the mother is. Or else the mother doesn't say, doesn't talk. The mother remains a shema. I feel you know who the mother is. But you know she had znus, you don't know who the man was. And the case where you can't believe her, she's a shaitach veis. you don't know what she's talking about, so then the kid would only be kosher if you have two roves. If it's in a city that rove people live, there are Jews, and also maybe it was like in a motel. If you know it's in a motel, then a motel is also called a place that other people come from other towns into the motel. And in that motel, you know rove people, there were Jews, that's called Trey Ruby. But in a case where the mother doesn't say anything, the mother's a Shema, we don't hear from the mother who the man was, then Lamaisa, the kid is only kosher if you have two roves. Most of the could be Ravami, and like Ravami says, the Yomer Ravami, we're talking about a siyua, means a caravan, that people were coming through the town this day, that also rove with those people were ksherim. So again, that means there are two roves in the city, from the original rove that people living there, and the caravan of people that came in now just today, also rove people from that caravan were ksherim. And the Maisa's Nus took place today, so then if you have two roves, you say most probably the man was a kashra man. Uke Rav Yanai, the Yom Rav Yanai, Niveles Bekroinos, if this Nus took place Bekroinos by the wagons, Ksheiru Lakuna, then the girl or the girl is kosher still to get married to a Kain. So Mar says, Bekroinos Sakadaitoch, do you really think it happened by the Kronos on the wagon itself? Ella, what I meant to say is like this, Niveles, if this Nus took place, the Shas Kroinos, at the time when there were caravans in the city, Ksheiru Lakuna. In other words, if this Nus took place on the day that there was a lot of people coming in from other towns that were Ksherim, Kosher Yidin, and in the city itself there were also Kosher Yidin, then the Lachar is the girl is Kosher Lakuna. But again, when do we need these two Ksherim Lakuna? When the mother doesn't know Vadai, where she's only a Shema. If she doesn't know, then Lamaisi have to have two roves. Then Echnami, in the case when she tain is Bari, then it could be she's believed even without roves. Now, Pashtus, the Gemara is talking about the Aslakuna. Lakuna. So, Shaila, if you want to know if this girl can get married to a Kain, who would then be an Afkamina? She has a baby. You want to know now if it's a girl, is a Kain allowed to marry this girl? But the Lakura won't be if it's a boy. If it's a boy, it's not Logan to get married to a Kain, because the girls, Kahanis, don't have a Lakas to get married to Kashra. So, Lakura, if the kid's a boy, then it'll only be a Shaila if he's a Mamzer or not. If he's a Mamzer, then he can't marry a Bas Yisrael. If he's not a Mamzer, then the Maisi is allowed to marry a regular Bas Yisrael. So the Chura here, but the Gaeta of Kahal, the Gemara doesn't say clearly you need two roves. Partially, the Gemara is only talking about Lakuna, you need two roves. But it could be, if it's only a question about a boy, it'll be enough to have one rove. That's the way some Achreinim say, that Avosugi is only talking about to get married to a Kain. There's a special Maila Lakuna, you have to have two roves. But there are some Achreinim that say, even to get married to Kahal, if you have a kid that push, you don't know, even if you know the mother was a Jew, but you don't know who the father was, so Suffolk, maybe the father was a Mamzer, and therefore the kid is also a Mamzer, so some Achreinim say, in a Suffolk, you can't marry Taka, unless you have two roves. That's a Shalom Lalocha. Rakob Bonham, it says here clearly, the Mishnah is talking about, you need two roves, and that's why it's kosher. So it's Gemara Avol. What's going to be though if there's only one rave? Avol Pirish Echad Mitzipari. Let's say we know for sure the man that was Manasseh came from the city. He lived in the city, this man. It's not a question maybe he came from the Siyua, from the caravans, or else it means in the day that only people from the city were there, Ubo, and this man was Manasseh. Havlat Shtuki. Then since we only have one rave, you only know that the man came from the city, with one rove alone, then we say the Vlad Tak is a Shtuki. Means it's a Sofik Mamzer, and he can't marry a Kain. Or Labdavka Sofik Mamzer. Shtuki could mean that if it's a girl, she can't marry a Kain. A Kain is not allowed to marry her. Rashi just says the Vlad Shtuki, the Bechad Ruba Le Machsher. Because if you only have one rove, it's no good. But again, this could be partially the way Rashi learns another Rishonim, it's only a Shala for Kahuna. If it's a girl, and you want to know, can this girl marry a Kayan? No. To marry a Kayan, the girl is only kosher if there are two rives there, that the father was also a kosher person. But it could be, to get married to Kahal, it could be one rive is enough. But here the Gemara is saying one rive is not enough, that means lakuna. Again, like I said, other Rishitas learn, no, even Lakal, also you need two rives. Because without two rives, we have to be afraid, maybe the father was a Mamzer, and then the kid is also a Mamzer. If the kid's a Mamzer, he can't marry even a Bas Yisrael. Marakiha the Chiyosi Ravdimi. like Rav Dimi came, and Omar Ziri said the name of Ziri, Omar Rav Chanina. The Yamrilo, some say, Omar Ziri, Omar Rav Chanina. That what the locher is, Holchenach a Roiv here, you're allowed to go after the Roiv people living in the city, again, where a girl became pregnant, and you don't know from who. So Roiv people in the city, Aksherim, we say she's kosher, the kid is kosher, but we ain't Holchenach a Roiv Siyua. But you can't go after Roiv of the caravans, of people coming in. If you have a bunch of people coming into the city today, even though the people coming in, those people, Roiv of the Maksherim, you can't use that Roiv. That's what he said. So Mura says, doesn't make any sense. Kalpe lai, it should be just the opposite. Klap laim is just the opposite of what you're saying. If you have a question, which Roiv is better, Avada, the Roiv from the Siyua, is a better Roiv from the people living in the city. Like we'll soon see, Lamaisa, what he meant to say is you need two Roivs. But even if you made a mistake to think he means only one Roiv is enough, but what you're saying should be just the opposite. The Roiv of people from the caravans that are moving, those people for sure are Purish. They're not Kavua. Like we'll soon see the Yisoid. The Yisoid is by Kavua, the Klal is you don't go after Roiv. The Klal is called Kavua is Kamachsa Machsadami. Kavua means if something is stationary. Like later on, the Gemara will soon see the classical case is if you have 10 butcher stores there. Let's say 9 of them sell kosher meat, and 1 of them sell treifa meat. Now, if you went into one of the stores and bought meat, and you forgot which one you went into, even though rov are kosher, the din of the meat is that it's possible, it's treif. Because since the stores are stationary, they're kavua, there's no din rov. We say kol kavu when the stationary is kamach samach tadami. It's like 50-50. So we have a suffix. Which store did you get into? Maybe you got into the trade store. When a suffix it's also. But if you find a piece of meat outside the store, when you first found this piece of meat, it was already purish, it was already out of the store, then the klal is kol the purish, meruba purish. When something was found out of its place where it started out from, it was purish, separated already, then we say, where did it come from? It came from the Roiv. Since Roiv stores are kosher, it's kosher. The same thing here also. If you have a man now, by the Siyua, now a kavua of a man would be in his home. Where's his headquarters? In his house where he lives. That's called his kavias. So Lamaisa, let's say in the city itself, if you have a doubt that maybe the girl went to the man's house, if the girl went to the man's house, then that's called kavua. So even if there'll only be one mamzer in the whole city, there'll be 9,000 kosher Jews, and one mamzer, the girl will be puzzled then. Because since the girl went to the man's house, and the men are kavua at home, when it's kavua, the klal is, kol kavua kamachsa machsa. It's called like a suffix, and when a suffix, he has to go to chumra. But in the case where the man left his house, and went to her, now the suffix is, who is this man? Then we say, came from the Roiv. So, Mela, the case of the Siyua where the people are traveling, they're away from the home. They're not at home right now. So when they're traveling, for sure, it's called, they are Purish. They left the house. So if the Isha had Znus with the man from the caravan, for sure we should go bus a Roiv to say that it was from one of the Roiv, and Roiv Aksherim, she's still kosher. Mashenkin, if this Znus took place in the city, we have to be afraid that maybe she went to the man's house. If she went to the man's house, then it's a klal of kavua. If there'll be only one mamzer in the whole city, should be possible then. So that's the kasha now. Klap alai, it should be just the opposite. Hani naidi. The roiv of the siyu are the people that are traveling. They're moving around, they're naidi. For them, for sure, I should say, roiv helps. For hani kaviya v'kaimi. But the people in the town, they're at home. There it's a suffix, maybe she went to him. If she went to him, you can't use a roiv. How did you just got finished saying you could use the roiv of the ear of the city and not the roiv of the siyua people traveling? It should be just the opposite. The people that are traveling is purish, then you do use the din roiv. But the people at home, maybe she went to them, there's no roiv. Ella, this is what he meant to say. Havad didn't mean that. He meant like this. Ella, hol chinacha roiv ear, true, you're allowed to use the roiv of the city, but when, for who the ika roiv siyua bahador, like we had before, when you have two roivs at the same time, it has to be that the znus took place in part of the city, but in that city today, there are also roiv siyua. Roiv people came from other places, and those people that came from other places are also roiv kshirim. So therefore, when you have two roivs, then we'll make them. But, v'yein hochem acha roiv yegredosa, in the case where you have a city that there are no guests today. Nobody came from other towns. Only the people living in the city itself. Even though you have roif people in the city, aksherim, nothing doing, she'll still be possible. She won't be kosher. One roif of the city alone doesn't help. And who adin, v'lo yach roif siu agredosa. Who adin, if you know this nus happened near the caravans, or outside the city, where you know the man came from the caravan, from the people that are traveling, even though there's no chash of kavura, still, one roif doesn't help. That's what he's telling us. There's a ma losam yuchsin musun si, the geit ilchus yuchsin, to get married to a kain, or some achrenim learn even to get married to a kal to vas yisrael, the mother or the daughter is only mutter if there were two roifs. That would be that this nus took place in a city, that roif people living there are ksherim, and who adin, roif people that came in the city that day were also ksherim. But one roif alone doesn't help. Now the Gemara asks, why not? Why shouldn't one roif help? There's a klal all over, you go bust a roif. So why shouldn't one roif help? But the Gemara, my timer, what's wrong? So Gemara says, gzeira roif siyua, otter roif here. The reason why you can't use the roif of the siyua alone, even though there should be no gzeiras, that's a good roif because they're all traveling, they're away from them home, it's called a parish, but it's a gzeira. If you're going to use the roif of the siyua, we're afraid sometimes to use the roif of the city itself. For the Gemara of roif here, Nami, now let's think about in the city itself what's so wrong. What's wrong with the roif of the city? If the man left his house and had nus by her house or met her someplace else, for the man, what's wrong with the roif then? Called the parish, maruba parish. This man was parish, means separated, came out from his house. So since the suffix happened away from his house, now the doubt is, which man was it? Did the cloud go bust the roif? Since the majority of the people living in the city are kosher people, kosher, to get married to a kohen, we should say the man that lived with this girl is also a kosher man. So what's wrong with just having roiv of the city? So Gemara says, like tzuricha, the case or the gzeira, what we're afraid about is, to ka'oz la'iyo la'gabayu. We're afraid in a case that she goes to him. In the city, Rashi learns that, not the pshat only in this case, but any case in the city, we're afraid that maybe it'll happen one time that she's going to go to the man's house. And if she goes to the man's house, to have a lake kavua, the man at home is called kavua stationary, that's his house. When you have a suffix in kavua, the klal is kamachta machta dummy. Even though there's only one mamzer in the town, and 9,000 kosher Jews, still called the suffix. We have a doubt maybe the one person she went to was the mamzer. And therefore, she's possible to marry a kain, and the kids of mamzer also can't marry even the cow. So that's the pshat over here. It's the gzeira not to use one roif alone. Because if you use one roif, even outside in the fields, we're afraid you use a roif in the city. And in this city, the roif is no good, because in this city, we have to be afraid in the case that she is going to go to him. If she goes to him, that's called kavua, that wives are suffering. Now the Gemara says, V'yomer Reb Zeira. Zeira says, the klal is kol kavua. Anything that's stationary, kavua, the locher is, kamach tzamach tzadami. It has a locher like 50-50, it remains a suffix. So therefore, over here, by yuchsim, we have to have two roivs, with one roiv with the Zeira, maybe you come to be machsher, even in the case where she goes to him. For the Gemara, Umi bin in Trey Rubi, is this true that we make such a Zeira? Is it true that, like usually, kol ha'Torah, we know roiv helps, and all over we don't make any gzeiras to say oto kavua. You have to have two roivs. So how come? Like, why is it different over here? So the way Tosef learned is very good. The Gemara now is going lalocha even according to Rabbi Gamliel. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, when chitain is bari, we talk a bliva. That there's no new special ma'ilas and b'yuchsin. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, when she's a shema, l'chura she's a shema, she doesn't know for sure what happened. The kasher is, roif should help. So it's a regular din roif. So how come you need two roifs here? Because you make gzeiras. So if you make a gzeira here, the Gemara's kasher is, all over you should make gzeiras also. And we'll soon see that's not true. All over we don't make these gzeiras. For the Gemara, me, Vin, and Trey Rubin, we make these gzeiras all over. For Tanya, we learn out like that. For Tanya, we learned the famous case, Teisha Chanuyis. If you have 9 stores in the town, Kulan Meichres Basashuta. 9 of them, well, not, you have 10 altogether. 9 of them sell kosher meat. The Achas Mecheres Basin Nevela. And 1 butcher store sells treif. Now, v'lokach miyakas mihen. You went down to one store today. You forgot to look at the name of the store. You just walked into one store and took home some meat. And when you came home, now, oivei, you've remembered, you don't forgot to look who the butcher was. You don't know which store you went into. V'yeni yodeya mazeh. You don't know which meizem mihem lokach. You don't know into which store you went into today to buy. The lachris sveika yasa. When at Sulfik, the meat you took home now is treif. Why? Because that's called kavua. Mashenkin of a nimtza, if you found a piece of meat outside the store, it was already porish outside the store, then the lachar is, holach achar reif, you go bust the reif. So the kasher is, if you find the meat outside the store, why are you allowed to eat the meat? Why don't you make a gzeira? If you'll be matter to eat the meat when you find it outside, sometimes you're going to go inside the store. Like, why don't you make the gzeira? So why don't you have to have two raves here also? Maybe you want to tell me anechanami. I'll tell you, b'shein dalsus medinas nualais. We're only talking about where the gates of the city are open. That the ka'asi la ruba miyaum anechanami. We're talking about now that rove people, rove butchers, come in from other towns, are also selling kosher meat. So anechanami, maybe there are two raves here. There's rave of the 9 butcher stores in this town, and also the people came from the other towns, also came with rove kosher meat. Mora says no. For Amar Rabzera says, Afa Pisha Dalsas Medinas Nualois, even though the city's doors are closed. In other words, nobody else comes into the city. You only have a piece of meat found outside a butcher store. It came from one of the stores in this town. Still you go bust a rive? So here you see, you do go bust a one rive, and you don't make a gezerah. So how come over here was saying Shana Mishnah is just only mutter this girl when we have two rives? The Teretz is, even according to Gamliel, Ma'alosim b'yuchsin. There's a special Ma'alot, the Rabbanah gave a special Chumrah, Negeh Tilchus Yuchsin. Again, that's the Machlekes Rishayim or Achrayim. Does it mean only if she's a girl, if she can marry a Kayin? To marry a Kayin, that's a special Ma'alot for Yuchsin. She's only kosher if there are two raves. Another is Achrayim learn, even Lakal. It's a question, even if it's a boy. His boy, we have a suffix, maybe he's a mamzer, and he's not allowed to marry even a Basi squirrel until you have two raves. Even though other places in the Torah by the meat, Havada was Samech on one rave, if you know it was Parish, and we don't make a gzera, maybe you go into the butcher store. But over here, there's a special Maila B'yuchsin that you have to have two raves. Now the Gemara explains. We had before, Omer Rabzera, Kol Kevua Kemachza Machtadomi, Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra. Whether it's nageya to be mekel, or it's nageya to be machmir. In a case where the thing is stationary, and it's sofik what it is, it always remains machza machza to sofik. You have a doubt. So, tradimor minole, Rab Zera, ho. How does Rab Zera know this cloud? How do we know, like, where's the Mishnah to prove this point, that there's such a new svar of machza machza? Because it's kavua. How do we know this? Like, Lauren, svara, it shouldn't make any svara. Mine afkumin, if you go down to one butcher store, whether you found the meat outside and svara, there shouldn't be any afkumino. Still, there are 9 butcher stores that are kosher. So even if you went into one of the stores, you should also say you went into the rave. Like, what's the difference? In svara, there's no difference. Tadar Zabzer, where do you find a mukar to make this difference? Elaine, if you want to tell me from a Mishnah like this, from this din, that Mitisha Chanuyis, Kulan Marcus Vasa Shuta, Vyakas Vasa Novela, Vulokach Miyakas Men, if you went down to the store and bought from one of them, Vyan Yaday Mezim and Lokach, it's Sveika Yasser. So you see clearly, you say Kavua is Osir, it's Machta Machta. Over Nimsa, but if you found the meat outside, Holokach arrive, so you see a Mishnah like this. Tomorrow says, Hosom Lechumra. From that Mishnah, you only see you go Lechumra. In other words, maybe it's only a Dinder Rabbonin that were Machnir. Where's Rab Zera's Raya, though, that's the Midiraisa, that he even said Lakula? There it's a Shali with Machmir. There are 9 butcher stores that are kosher. So true, and Svari, you should say, it's Mutter. Minachumra, we say, when you go down there, Kavua, maybe it's on Yechumim with the Rabbanan. Where's the Raya will even say Lakula? In other words, where's the Raya that's even Midiraisa? Where's an elephant from a different Mishnah? But the theft and Tyrus. Elephant from a local like this. Miteshet Svadayim. If you have 9 dead frogs, Halach is, if you touch a frog, it's not a sheretz, it's not matamiyu. The sheretz sechet b'neim, but there was one sheretz there. If you touch the sheretz, it's matamiyu. So here you have 9 dead frogs that are not matamiyu, and 1 dead sheretz there. V'noga b'yechud mihen, and you touched one of them. V'yem yodei v'yezim em noga, you don't know which one of the 10 you touched. Halach is sveikei tamei. You see, Mina Sofik is Takatame. I, why? I, Rav, says you touched a Tzvadeya. So, Chur, you see, because they're Kavua. Since they're all stationary, and you went to them and touched one of them, we say Kavua is called Kamachta Machta, and therefore, Mistama song about Sofik Tumma Bishus Ayochid, that Sofik Bishus Ayochid is Tame. But you see, it's called a Sofik. And the Gemara again, Osam Nama Lechumra. There is no proof. There again, we go Lechumra. In other words, Lechula would have been that you tore. So instead of saying Yitor, we say Lechumra, Yitamei. But maybe again, maybe it's only Yechumim Midrabonin. What's the right attack? It's Midiraisa.
All right, turn over.